This is On The Mark, and this is a special edition. As it is true, I've just gotten married. The last episode was the day before the wedding, or the day of the wedding, and now it's after the wedding. Ethan Blumenthal is here. You successfully crashed my wedding. Congratulations. I think congratulations should be for you right now, not for me.
Okay, I really appreciate that. I'm going to send you an obligatory mazel tov, okay?
Thank you.
It was a wonderful wedding, and I enjoyed my crash very much. And now that I've done this multiple times, I can tell the world that it's not that hard to do.
So, right, you knew when the wedding was, 7 o'clock. What time did you arrive?
I read right about 7.
Right about 7. And so what was going on at that point?
People were just kind of mulling around and slowly walking their way, getting into the where the ceremony was.
Okay.
And so slow move. So I was just kind of one of many.
Okay.
And so wearing a suit, you know?
So you put on the suit, mm-hmm. You proceed into the ceremony. Tight room on the ceremony.
It was.
You did not have a seat necessarily since you were a guy that was crashing the wedding.
So I sat down, and then as it became clear that seats were not a plenty, then I started seeing, and there was an old woman, you know, and she was like looking for a seat, and then the gentleman next to me says, "Man, you know, there's not enough seats, let alone there's people that are crashing, you know." And I said, "Okay." And I would have happily gotten up for it, but then they actually did go get some more chairs, so everyone I think had a seat at the end. But I was feeling like, "Oh, okay."
So you saw producer, director, fan-sided extraordinaire Hunter Armour, who knew you were crashing.
He did.
And he shamed you.
He shamed me.
And saying, like, dude, you're not officially invited to this thing. You've known Karn for 3 weeks. You guys are just podcast buddies.
Yeah.
Even though we're tennis buddies and we're buddies.
Two Jews, one pod.
Two Jews, one pod.
Yeah.
He was like, "You got to move," and you were like, not moving.
He didn't really suggest that I had to move, but he just wanted to make sure that I felt had a little bit of guilt in me. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. But everyone got a seat, and then we had whoever was sitting behind us. So we were at the very end, right? And then as people started walking down the aisle, there was some woman, you know, let's call her in her, like, I'm going to say 80, 85, 86, okay?
I don't know. I think it was Sharon.
Okay. And so as people started walking down the aisle, you know, everyone's quiet, you know, completely silent. And then she whispers, quote unquote, whispers extremely loudly, "That's Chelsea's sister." and that happened over and over again. "That's Karm's brother." And then Hunter and I got to exchange some laughs, and I tried not to laugh in her face and kind of turned around to make sure that, you know, I didn't offend anyone.
I think you just did a solid to this person and said that they were naming Karm's brother when indeed she was only naming Chelsea's family. Did she actually know who my brother was?
I think she definitely knew more of Chelsea.
Yeah,
she
wasn't naming anything on my side.
That was Sharon?
I'm going to go strong that was Sharon.
Okay. Right.
And Sharon's going to be loyal. She's not going to care that my brother's walking down.
Sure. And I will also say that Sharon, you know, she seems like a lovely person, does not have a great whisper. So
yeah, bad whisper.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody can be perfect in life.
That's true.
So okay, so I walk in, mm-hmm. and I'm walking down the aisle. I'm catching eyes. I felt like, you know, this is your moment. You wanna catch an eye. And so I was looking to give, you know, high fives and whatnot of people, or at least an acknowledgement that I see you. I didn't see you at that point.
I know. So I actually, it looked like you were looking at the other side of the aisle, and you gave some fist bounds and some looks to the other side, and you kind of ignored this side of the room.
I don't know why that was. Everything was going right.
Yeah.
Taking L's. Like right side, that's an L, right? Left side, wind column.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what was going on, you know, for you, but I was definitely hoping, because I knew if we could have locked eyes in that moment, I think it really would have solidified our friendship forever.
It's unfortunate we didn't get that.
Yeah.
But I will, walking down the aisle is a moment. That's a straight moment.
Yeah.
The first guy I saw was, because, you know, they open up the door, mm-hmm. and you can see who's sitting there. So Dave Ennett, who's a sports director at WGN, who had just come from Northwestern, Illinois. The Cats got a big win. So I gave him a go Cats, because, you know, this is a huge win for Northwestern. First win of the season on the football side. It's been rough.
Yeah.
RIP Mick McCall. Side note, offensive coordinator got fired. So Cats making a move there. But anyway, when I'm walking down, I had to process the – How am I going to do it with my dad? Because mm-hmm. was he going to walk his wife to the end? You know, my mom passed away when I was young. So here's Adele. She's been right. married for 28 years. I've known Adele incredibly well, but she's not my mom. Right. So I figured like I should walk with dad. So I had him walk Adele to the front, come back and get me. That was a big like last minute. That was one of the last decisions. Okay. And I had to, you know, I had to get Adele in the corner. Like, this is what I was thinking. Obviously, this is no disrespect for you, but you know, it just feels more right for me just to be with my dad. And she was, of course, because she's an amazing Adele. Said the same thing. I get it. I'm totally on board. I think that's amazing. Yeah. Go do it. But when I'm looking back on the video of it, you know, I was with my dad. I gave him the hug and held the hand and whatnot. But then I still went back to point mode. So I could have just, you know, been with Papa Fred. So that's one of my regrets right there.
I mean, as you're walking down, are the nerves there a little bit? I mean, are you the shaking? I mean, it's you know, everyone's looking at you, and I'm looking at everyone and kind of seeing like, you know, what's your move? So like, you know, I think your brothers, they were kind of just, you know, walk down, maybe a little smile, but you know, you have went with the point, which is probably what I would have done as well. But it's an awkward situation. Everyone's looking at you. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look at people. You're supposed to smile. You're supposed to just kind of walk. I mean, it's a difficult situation to read.
The whole thing was nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I'm still nervous right now, to be honest. It's more of like, okay, I'm, you know, now married. I'm like looking at my wife, and you know, that's a whole thing too.
Sure.
No, I don't think two people have ever slept worse getting married than me and Chelsea. We just, it was, what did we just do? Are we really married? How are we going to, you know, how's this going to be? But, you know, I think you just settle in. I'm assuming that's what happens down the line.
We'll see. Yeah. Right, I mean, you tell me. I don't know.
Well, I'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll address that perhaps down the line. But we get up there. And I was expecting a short ceremony. I don't know, from your perspective, how long did you feel the ceremony was?
So I guess I've been to a few Jewish weddings, certainly in my day. Yeah. It's hard to remember. I will say I felt like it took longer than I thought it was going to.
Thank you.
And in fact, I whispered to Hunter, like, oh, we don't do much. It's just like, you know, the ring, then you say a couple things here, you know, you say the Kiddush, and then bada bing, bada boom. But yeah, so then it's it, and then a couple of minutes. It definitely took longer, but maybe that's just, I guess, I don't think she added, you know, too much. She did try to throw in a few different jokes. A couple were okay, a couple fell a little flat. You know, just a little side
she
stuff.
She said we met at Bottleneck. It was actually Bottle Fork. I debated, do I correct Rabbi Debbie right now?
Yeah.
She just went bottle. No, we were on the Bottleneck on the Edens. Mm-hmm. The you know, traffic.
Right.
The Bottle Fork.
Bottle Fork.
No longer where in is existence. It? Bottle Fork.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. on Wells. Great potato chip with an egg melted on top of it. Shook it around.
Okay.
Good look.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
But Bottle Fork, no longer there. But so she got that wrong. And then you know, she was naming like that Chelsea was a therapist. I'm like, is that really a therapist? In fact, she works for a family business. I mean, she does have a social work thing. So there was some embellishment going on there. I don't know if you caught all that. You know,
I didn't because I didn't know all the facts.
Right. But you know, I didn't know if you knew the resume. So I just want to make sure that everybody, you know, who came to the wedding and is listening to this podcast knows the truth and nothing but the truth.
Right.
But when I was seeing this book that she was reading out of, I'm like, oh my God. You know, and then I feel like, listen, Almighty, I really appreciate the fact that we're here under this chuppah, and you know, I don't want to be out of line with the Almighty here.
Yeah,
let's chop. And one of my friends came after me. He's like, wow, you really went from 0 to 10 on the Jewishness. We were underneath the tallis.
Right.
I mean, there was a lot of Jewish stuff going on there. And then, you know.
And then they didn't go over this with you? Like, what was
it going to be? They did, but I wasn't really, like, you know, it was one of the zillion meetings, and I wasn't really listening. And I just kept on hearing that she said the ceremony was not going to be that long. And since I heard that, I was good.
Sure.
But see, what's long to her
exactly.
And what's long to me. Yeah. Is not necessarily the same.
It's like when people say, oh, it's just around the corner, right? And they really mean it's like 6 blocks away. You know, it's like to them, it's like, oh, it's just that. But, you know, for us, it's like, I don't know, I've got to walk 6 blocks now. It's a big deal.
But just at the end of the day, Rabbi Debbie was amazing. I highly recommend Rabbi Debbie, photographer Tammy, who had great energy. There was a videographer there who I don't remember his name. He did something. He was good too.
All seemed great to me.
Right. Thank you. So
one of my that I was thinking about, because when Chelsea walks in, right, and so she had someone there holding her dress, And my first thought was like holding the back of her dress, you know, so she doesn't trip on it. Like just walking in, and then when she got down the aisle, she left to go. But I thought this woman, who like obviously was just someone who worked for the catering or whatever,
Crystal,
she was just gonna walk down the aisle the whole time. And I was like, man, this is gonna be awkward. Like everyone's looking at like, you know, Chelsea, but then there's this woman who's just holding her dress in the back, and I didn't know. And then she left it, you know, and then she just walked in a straight line, and I guess that was okay. But anyways, that's what was going through my mind. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Fascinating. Yeah. Okay. So we get out of that. I'm just curious for the rest of the whole time. Mm-hmm. I see you in cocktail hour.
That's when you first saw me. You didn't know I was actually going to be there.
No, I had strong belief that you were showing up, but just, you know, the first moment of seeing you was, was kind of almost like seeing my bride. I mean, I was very excited. There you were in all your glory.
Yes.
And you were hanging with the fan side folks. Seemed like you were having a
good one. It was great. Yeah. Schmoozing. It was a good time, man. You know, I had a couple of, me and Hunter, you know, who's looking at us right now, you know, has a couple old fashioned.
Oh, there you go.
Which is, you know, I think a great drink, especially I feel cool going up and ordering that, you know. I'm like, I'll take, you know, 2 old fashions, please. You know, it feels really cool to do that sort of thing. So I had, you know, a couple of those. Later on in the night, I had some Manhattans, which is like basically the same thing.
Sure.
But it still feels cool. You know, you get the little, it's just the orange slice thing.
Absolutely.
Anyways, and then you know, the apps. I mean, I really, you know, I've been to weddings, and obviously, as you know from my last crashing experience, I had some, you know, some things to say about the food. You know, I thought the food, you know, at your wedding was really top drawer.
Good food.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
So I have to tell you. So for the appetizers, I had the lamb chops.
Good lamb chops.
Flown in, you know, that morning from New Zealand is what I heard.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
The lambs themselves were flown in, and then, you know.
I feel bad about the lambs.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's too much meat at this wedding, but go ahead.
But, so that was, you know, one of the only, you have to be aggressive when it comes to apps. You know what I mean? You have to be kind of standing by the door if you really want to get your hands on. So that was the only one that I actually got to try, because it was like always like I was like going to grab this other one. And then someone was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, you could just, you know, have it, whatever. And so, you know, there was this and that, but that was delicious, and you got to hang out, you know, schmoozing. And then obviously the hardest part when you crash a wedding is obviously the dinner part.
Yeah, I saw you. See, now, as I was sitting down, I saw you in the corner sizing up where to go.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought I had a few options. You know, I was given some false information by, I think Hunter. Yeah, Hunter gave me some false information. He said, oh, I think that we got moved to this other table, so there's going to be an empty seat at, you know, table 11. And I looked at table 11. I was like, well, there's not an empty seat there. But then there was 2 empty seats at table 3, I think, whatever it was, kind of in the corner. It was great. You know, I was with a lot of old folks.
Yeah, that was the straight legend table, as I like to call it. You're going old folks, I go legends.
Right.
Was there a wheelchair person at that table? Did you sit with a Dorothy?
I don't know.
You would have noticed the wheelchair.
I don't think so.
She might have left.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why that seat was there.
I think they might have gone.
Mm. That's a possibility. Yeah. If she wasn't there, because I only saw her in the appetizer portion. And that was a very special person for me. You know, growing up, I always see Dorothy all the time. I draw her paintings. I mean, the elite stuff that I was putting together.
Okay.
But so that could have been the situation right there.
All right. So thank you then.
No problem.
Thanks to Dorothy. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, I got you. So I decided, you know, give it a couple seconds. No one's sitting there, and I take a seat. And so that I'm sitting next to, there were 2 younger people at the table. I want to say Matt, a cousin.
Yeah,
who's wearing a bow tie.
Cousin Matt and
Tracy.
And cousin Tracy.
Tracy,
his wife.
Yeah. His wife, okay.
Yeah,
right. So they were sitting there, so we got to chat with them a little bit. And they, of course, didn't realize that I was an uninvited guest.
Right.
And the food came around. I did get the salmon. It was kind of a little bit of a panic order because I didn't know, you know, that someone was going to come ask me. And I just sat down, and I was late because everyone had sat down there, you know, 15 minutes earlier. But I didn't, you know, because you walk in, right, and then there's still more dancing. And then, so I didn't want to sit down then because people may not have sat down on their seat yet. You know, I didn't want to get, it's like going to a baseball game.
Right.
You know, you got to wait to the right time. You can't go sit in not your seats in the first inning.
Right.
You're bound to get kicked out. You got to walk around a little bit, size it out, and then find some seats where there's no cups in front of you, right? And then you can take a seat, and you're like, okay, it's the second inning already. You know, there's probably people aren't coming yet, you know?
Right.
So I found those seats, and then the guy came over, and he's like, you know, what did you order? And I was like, well, salmon. And he's like, what are the options? And he said salmon. I was like, just do it. Great. And it was delicious. It was
good
great.
Salmon.
Good salmon.
Had a little gnocchi underneath there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, strong, it was in a stick of butter on top of it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
But, I mean, I wish I'd tried the steak as well because it looked delicious. But, I mean, the salmon, I can't go wrong with it.
Okay. Yeah. So, did we have a moment in the Hava?
Like we did. Yeah, we were doing. Yeah, yeah, a little circle dancing. You know, I was holding some hands. We were, you know, doing the. Yeah, I did. I tried to get. I didn't. I was not a part of lifting you up, though. Yeah. I tried to kind of get in there, but it was all the spots were taken.
Okay, so for the record, yeah. Chelsea was lifted up very elegantly mm-hmm. to the moon, and then like my crew, literally nobody was doing it.
Yeah,
I was barely off the ground. One of my good. Vendor guys, Mike Charney, who's got to lift for a living, he's there like trying to do the whole thing by himself. I'm like, can we get some people in here? And you were just watching?
Well, I mean, when you put it like that, you know, I saw you both looked elegant up there, but I kind of came, I felt like I was there and I was trying to work my way in, but it looked like you were covered. I'm sorry to hear. I wish we could have had some sort of bat signal and I would have come to the rescue, you know, thrown off my suit jacket. You know, I've been going to the gym and then I could have really helped out there. So I apologize.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So I'm just recapping here. Yeah. For those who, you know, aren't familiar with the Jewish wedding, they do this thing called the Hava Negila where the song plays and there's a bunch of circles spinning around and people get lifted up in the chairs. You probably have seen this, but maybe not. Just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
So me and Chelsea went up in the chairs, and then I got my niece up there. That was the other thing. You know, I got some other people up there. Nobody was jumping in, so I was doing my own lifting at my own wedding, which I think is a major faux pas. Like, why could anybody do anything around here? But nobody seemed grateful at all, so I just got in there.
Well, I'm really
going to put it all on you because you're here right now.
I'm really sorry to hear that that's how you felt because that's, you know, when you crash a wedding, you want to be in there. You want to be in on the fun. That's the whole point of it. So I feel terrible.
Well,
you're
smiling.
I don't feel that terrible. Right, yeah. Right. Because it was a good time had by all. And I think, you know, it looked like you were having a great time the whole night.
Is that how it came off?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, you know, Chelsea disappeared for like a good solid hour. So I was on the dance floor just walking around, just going up to people like, okay, now this is, you're just going solo dance. You know, she was literally gone for an hour.
So well, first of all, do you know where she went?
She went to the bathroom.
Okay.
And on her way to the bathroom, she was talking to people.
I saw her in the hallway, you know, and it was a one-on-one. She was in the hallway and I didn't know because when we did the podcast last week, you kind of said like, well, Chelsea might not be too thrilled that I invited a person to crash the wedding who wasn't technically invited. And so, you know, I had a kind of a moment and I could have gone for it full and I could have said, hey, what's up? You know, Chelsea, congratulations, mazel tov, whatever. But I went with the two steps forward and then a swift turn around and walk the other way.
Good move.
Yeah. I mean,
I think overall a good move.
Okay.
It might have gone well, but it might not have.
Okay.
There was not a lack of complaints at different times during the wedding. We're not going to process this right now. It's our wedding.
What were the complaints about?
There was something going on with maybe one of the speeches or something. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to go up there and tell your sister to shut up.
Yeah.
I thought her, you know, the speeches were lovely. I thought my dad did a nice job.
So I did have a moment with your father.
Oh, you did?
You did.
Papa Fred.
So I was, you know, one of the last ones in when everyone was sitting down, as I said, because I needed to find my seat. And he actually had walked out of the room because he was a little bit frazzled by the very loud music.
Yes.
Especially at first, you know, before dinner. He walked out there and I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's Carm's dad. I'm going to introduce myself. And so we, you know, got to talk a little bit, you know, he was a football player, Western Illinois. And so we got to chat a little bit, just me and him. He was sitting at the piano bench. At first he came over to sit on the piano. I was like, is Papa Fred about it? Just to rock some tunes on the piano. But he just came down to cool off. Cause he was like, you know, it's a little too loud in there for him. So we got to have a nice moment there. I got to meet him. And and it looked like he had a great time the rest of the evening. He was
he came up to me at like about 12:30 at night and the thing wrapped up at one. Mm-hmm. He comes up to me. It was maybe a little bit earlier. I'm leaving. This is miserable. He hated the music. And he like shook his head. No hug. No nothing. And I'm like, okay. I'm gonna follow after my father on my wedding night to make sure that he gets out of the room safely.
For sure.
And just shaking his head. I could not believe what was going on.
Yeah.
With every, like literally, I think outside of my dad, everybody loved the band. Because, you know,
that was great.
They're rocking wedding night, the Gold Coast All-Stars.
Yeah.
But Papa Fred If the music was 10 decibels lower, he still would have had the same reaction.
Yeah.
But I will say that I thought the music was pretty loud. Yeah. And they were not messing around.
So if I can go back on my previous story, I was trying to make it out that he wasn't so upset, but since you already know that he was very upset.
He was extremely upset about the
decibel of the, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was. I knew, at this, yeah. I told the band, I'm like, look, my dad is going to, no matter how loud it is, he's going to be upset. But that I also wanted to make it clear, like, I could have made it clear. Please be on the low end of the noise level, just they were geeked. They were going for it.
So it was, but overall, yeah, it was good. And he said some very nice words, and you know, it's
good words.
It's impressive. You know, how old is he? 94.
He'll be 94 in a couple weeks.
I mean, that's impressive to be able to get up there. He's walking on his own. I mean, he looks like he's in pretty good shape to me.
Yeah, I know. He's strong hanging by Papa Fred. I gotta. Yeah. Just realizing that his birthday's coming up here December 16th. Got to plan something here for the 9-4.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a nothing.
I'm guessing loud music will not be in the cards.
What was your, as we wrap up here, your biggest thing that you think we could have done better?
You really want to ask that question?
Sure, why not? Like, let's let Ethan be.
I mean, there's nothing, you know, walking away, I was evaluating an Ethan's 10-point scale.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, it was great.
Did you get a Super Dog on the way out?
Oh, I did. Oh, the gelato, too.
And gelato was good.
Gelato was great. I mean, I didn't even know, and I actually was walking around because I thought it was going to be, like, in the hallway, and then it was on the other side of the dance floor.
Yeah.
And that was great. Oh, yeah. Where was the gelato from?
That was, I don't know, someplace in the burbs. Dog gelato.
It was good.
Good look at the gelato cup.
Yeah, it was great. I got salty caramel.
Good pick.
That's all the time. Yeah, so good. So that
six
was
flavors.
So that was unbelievable. I mean, I had, you know, choices for days, and so that was great. I mean, because I was like, oh man, dinner was great. The apps were great. You know, obviously, you know, drinks, everything's flowing, and then that was a really good capper. And then as I was walking out, I was like, well, you know, I mean, I could take a Super Dog. Yeah,
you gotta take a Super Dog.
So that was a great capper. No, I mean, this was, listen, I mean, it's hard to give a 10 out of a 10, but like, you know, I would say it's definitely in the nines.
Wow.
In the nines.
We'll take a nine. I appreciate it. Did you notice the decor? Did you notice the beautifulness of the room?
I was like, this is a fancy wedding.
I was hoping you were going to say no, because I'm like, no one's going to notice that stuff, because this was our biggest fights. We're over the decor.
Yeah.
Don't spend a cent on that. Nobody knows us anything.
Well, I mean, if you ask me the colors, I mean, was it like black and white, or was there another color?
I'm talking about. There was white, a lot of white.
Were there flowers?
There were flowers. You don't even know.
No.
You don't even know.
I don't know what color they are, for sure.
The whole there were white flowers, a lot of candles. There was a little bit of green, I think, in the flowers. I don't even know.
Okay.
We had some on the two head tables. There was mirrors that God knows what that cost.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a mirror, you got to have the mirror at a table.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
you can see yourself eat.
I have no idea. Okay. You know, it added a reflection.
I did see there was a martini glass with cashews, and then around it there were toffee, and I really do like toffee, so I had a couple of those.
A couple of people mentioned the toffee.
Yeah.
They loved the toffee.
Love toffee. Yeah. I mean, I kind of wanted to just take some, put it in my pocket, save for later, but yeah, it was good stuff.
So as we wrap up here, and by the way, thank you to one and all for coming, Crasher, and everyone else who had to Papa Fred and my now Mama Lori.
Yeah.
Is that how I say that?
That's on you. I don't know.
My wife's mom. I guess she's my mom too now on some level. You know, people do that, right? They call that's the, you know. It's so weird. How do you do this stuff?
I think you need to have a conversation with her. You need to sit down. You have
sessions is what I need.
Yeah.
I thank you one and all. And thanks for coming, Ethan.
Thank you for having me.
It was amazing to see you there. And we'll go, 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 go. If you're ready, like I'm ready. Cause it's a beautiful night. Thanks for listening to On the Mark. We're back next week with Tim Hardaway. Gonna have a sit down with the former point guard, one of my favorite point guards in the history of the NBA. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe, give a rating. Special thank you to my beautiful wife, Chelsea Blair. for making this podcast possible. Thanks again for listening today. We will see you next week.